The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 575.
How would you like an easy way to reinforce your mantras? If so, then why not make your password your mantra? Get Dana's list of 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. This is a list of 100 secure mantra passwords in the categories of wealth, love, travel, and fitness. Get 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. Imagine how many times a day you type your password. What better way to reinforce your mantra? Get your free list of 100 mantra passwords at danawild.com/mantrapassword.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that. Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you're clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here. I'm so happy you're here and that we get to hang out for a little while now. So have you ever felt too old? We had somebody write in who basically said, like, the gist of it was, I'm starting my business now. I just turned 80 years old. Come on. Am I being unrealistic? Tell me the truth. And legitimate question, right? I get that. And we surprisingly get asked this quite a bit. And I know I felt this way, where you feel too old to do something. Fill in the blank. I'm never going to be a whatever, baseball player, or I guess I'm never going to be a baseball player. I just realized that myself. So it's a great question. You know, if you're 80 years old and you're starting a business, and are you being realistic? And let's hit this head on, because I'll tell you something, I actually have a lot to say. So here, as you might imagine, the first thing I want to say is, of course you can start a business, and of course you can be wildly successful. That should come as no surprise that that's my viewpoint. But I really want to back this up. I've got so many legitimate reasons why this is a legitimate response to that question. The first one is other people have done it. If you look at it, even famous people, the number of people that have started their new lives in their third generation or whatever they call it now, you know, the latter years. Louise Hay was older, Colonel Sanders, Morgan Freeman. I mean, so many people really got their stride as they got older. And so you might be saying you're 80 years old and you're starting a business, but you're 80 years old starting a business with a whole lifetime of experience. Colonel Sanders may have had success in his latter years, but he brought with him a whole lifetime of experience to that point. And you do too. You have other people as examples who have really pursued and followed their dreams. And so why not you? Why don't you? And if you think about it, let's say I say that and you have resistance and you say, well, I don't know if anybody's ever done this really, or I might be the first. And so this brings me to my second point, which is, can you imagine anyone, anytime, anywhere, ever doing this in the future? So let's say you are going to start a dry cleaning franchise at 80 years old, and you're opening up your first dry cleaning store. and you're wondering if it's unrealistic and you have a dream to franchise it across the country or whatever it may be. Well, I ask you, do you think it's possible 50 years from now or 60 years from now or 100 years from now or 10 years from now or whenever that we could be reading an article in Entrepreneur Magazine of some business owner who started a franchise at 80 years old and it ended up being a wildly successful franchise? And we read that, you know, it's kind of like when Mark Zuckerberg first became kind of the big, big CEO in the 20s, early 20s. It was like, wow, look at what this guy did. It's possible. Well, certainly somebody sometime is going to be 80 years old and have an experience like that where they start something after 80 and have wild success and somebody writes about it and we all read about it in a magazine. So if anybody can do it anytime, anywhere, and it's possible, why not you? If it's possible to do, why can't you be that person? This is going to bring me to point number three, because I'm sure part of you might say, well, look, I don't want to be world famous or in a magazine or have franchises all over the country. Like, I just want to know, like, is it possible for me to do this and make a living and pursue this and be successful? And to that, my point number three is, you're going to get older anyway. If we're lucky, we're going to turn 85, 90, 95, 100, so on and so forth. And so if you're going to get older anyway, you're going to keep moving further and further down the road and closer to your dream. So you can be 85 and not have started, or you can be 85 and be 5 years down the road pursuing your dream. And I don't care what age you are, that goes for every age. You can say, well, I'm 60, I'm too old to start. And I can say, well, you're going to turn 65 anyway. And you can turn 65 and not have pursued your dream, or you can turn 65 and be 5 years down the road. And frankly, in this day and age, you know, 80 is the new 65. We have a whole different way that we think about age. And to that note, I guess this would be point number four. I'm losing track now because, as I said, I do have a lot to say about this. But on that same note, many of us, we don't have the models we're looking for. They don't exist. For a millennia, people acted the same way. Dads were a certain way and they behaved a certain way. Moms had certain duties and they behaved a certain way. Old people had certain ways of thinking about getting old and that their bodies would not be as functional. We were really conditioned decade after decade, generation after generation, over and over again to these stereotypes that turned out to be completely false. And luckily, as I've mentioned earlier, my very first point, that there are some people who have shot up and shown us that things can be different, whether it's physically or financially or in the pursuit of dreams or whatever the case may be. But if you don't feel like you have that exact model you're looking for, well, then it's our duty to become the models. Become the models that we wish we would have had. Become the examples that we wish we would have had to do the thing that we want to do. Be the inspiration for the people behind you and following you. It's almost like if you have a dream, it's your duty. It's your duty to pursue it and follow it because, and here comes point five, if nothing else, do it because it's going to make the quality of your life better. Who wants a life of just saying, well, okay, I guess it's over for me and nothing's happening, so I'm just going to sit here and try to waste away the time while I'm waiting to hit the grave. You know, I mean, oh my gosh, talk about depressing, right? That's not who we are here in this sandbox for sure. Like, if you're attracted to this podcast, then you are a dreamer and you're a doer and you are a liver and lover of life. That is what you are about. You wouldn't be here and you wouldn't be listening to this if that wasn't who you are through and through. That's why you're attracted to this sandbox and training your brain and being a part of this particular podcast and this particular group of people. pursuing your dream will improve the quality of your life. Having a passion improves the quality of your life. Taking baby steps towards your goals improves the quality of your life. Focusing on things that are feel goods improves the quality of your life. Having a passion and dream and fun and awesome ideas and inspiration and motivation and all of that. Like, think about the feeling of inspiration and passion and dreaming flowing through your body, desire to get to the next thing. All of this improves the quality of your life. So, in short, can you build a business at 80? Yes. Can you build a business at 85? Yes. Can you do it at 90? Yes. 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 Of course you can. And why not? Why not start right now? Figure out what feels good to you. Figure out the things you love to do. Think about the things that light you up. Figure out the things that you want to pursue. Think about the things that you want to leave as your mark. Think about the things you do that you lose time in and you want to just do them just because of the sheer joy of them. And do more of that. That's the ticket. And that's really living. And that's how you leave a legacy. You leave a legacy by your own example. You get inspired by your own life. You get inspired by who you are in the world. You get inspired by yourself. And in turn, inspire others. And in turn, leave your legacy. Oh yeah, that's how we do it here in the Train Your Brain Sandbox. You totally got this.
I'm excited! I mean, like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't. All you have to do is flip the button.
I was like, boo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.